We're going to continue with Parakeh Mishneh Gimel in Nazir. So, let's go. Misha Nadar ba Nazir v'nishal l'chacham v'asaro mona misha shenadar. If a person accepts a Nazirus and then he thinks that he didn't really accept the Nazirus, that let's say on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he says one of the Lashonos of Nazirus, and he thinks that the Nazirus wasn't really chal, didn't really take effect. He's not obligated to keep the Nazirus. So, let's say 2 weeks later, on the 15th day of Nisan, he asks a rabbi, do I have to keep Nazirus? He explained the case. He said, I'm pretty sure I don't have to keep Nazirus, but I'm just wondering what the halacha is. Vasaro, and the chacham said, no, you're wrong. You do have to keep Nazirus. So, I might have suggested that we should obligate this Nazir, since he was not careful, he didn't ask a Chacham immediately whether he had to keep the Nazirus. One might have suggested that, therefore, Midrabanan, we should obligate him to restart the Nazirus Midrabanan. We're talking about a situation where he may have drinking wine. If a person drinks wine, they don't have to restart the Nazirus. They violated an Isser Daraisa, but they don't have to restart their Nazirus. So, let's say he drank wine, but he was not Metami Lamesim, let's say. He did not come in contact with a dead body. So the obligation to restart the Nazirus would only be Midrabanan. And the Mishnah says that even though he was not careful, he should have asked the Chacham, we do not make him restart his Nazirus Midrabanan. And Mona Misha Shenadar, if he finds out on the 15th of Nisan that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan his Neder Nazirus was Chal, so then he has to keep another 16 days of Nazirus. We don't make him restart his Nazirus altogether. Nishal Chacham v'Tiro. Let's say the opposite happened. He asked the Chacham on the 15th day of Nisan. Let's say he was keeping his Nazirus for 2 weeks since Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So he asked the Chacham on the 15th day of Nisan, and he said, and the Chacham told him, "You're not a Nazir." So in that case, he does not have to keep his Nazirus. He can just finish. So then what's the halach in the following case? So he accepted Nazirus on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and he intended that and he thought he'd be a regular Nazir. And so therefore he separated an animal to be brought as a korban upon the completion of his Nazirus. So ha'isalo behema mufreshas. So he separated this korban, and he thought he was going to bring it as a korban for a nazir, but then it turns out his nazir is never chal. He's not a nazir. So teitzei v'sirba eder, the animal is not kadosh. It can go and just be in the flock, and it's not kadosh at all. You can do whatever you want with it. You can eat it, no problem. So let's just review. Now we're going to get back to a discussion which we had in the first two Mishnayos of the Parak. So we had a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about something called Hekdesh Tos. If I'm makdish something by mistake, so is it chal or is it not chal? So Beis Shammai say, if I'm makdish something by mistake, let's say we had a case, I intend to pick up a gold coin, and I by mistake pick up a silver coin, and I only had in mind to be makdish something, I said only a dinar zav, but I was by mistake makdish a dinar of kesef, a silver coin. So is the kedusha chal or is it not chal? Does the kedusha take effect or no? So Beis Shammai say, yes, it does take effect. Hekdesh tos is hekdesh. And Beis Hillel says, no, it does not take effect. Hekdesh tos is not hekdesh. So based on the previous din we learned in our Mishnah, in Mishnah Gimel, the Beis Hillel are going to try and prove their opinion that Hekdesh Tos is not Hekdesh. So they say to Beis Shammai, Amru Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Iyatem Modim Bazeh Shu Hekdesh Tos Shetetzei V'Sereba Eder. Don't you, Beis Shammai, agree that when I'm Makdish this animal, when I thought I was a Nazir on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it turns out I find out that I was not a Nazir, and I was makdish my animal when I still thought I was a Nazir. So you agree, Beis Shammai, that this animal is not kadosh. So how come it's not kadosh? It's probably not kadosh because it was a mistake. I thought I was a Nazir, and I wasn't. I only had in mind to be makdish the animal if I was a Nazir. So Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel say to Beis Shammai, doesn't this prove that hekdesh tos is not hekdesh? Because Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agreed to the previous din. So Beis Shammai doesn't directly respond to Beis Hillel. The Bar Tanura explains that the Gemara says that Beis Shammai understands that the reason why, in our case, that the Nazir thought he was a Nazir, turns out he was not a Nazir at all. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he thought he became a Nazir, turns out he didn't. So they say the reason why the animal is not Kadosh is because a non-Nazir cannot be Makdish an animal that it should become a Korban Nazir. Let's say I try and be Makdish an animal to be Korban Nazir. So Beis Shammai say, I can't be Makdish an animal to become a Korban Nazir, not because I did it by mistake or any for any other reason. It's because I'm not a Nazir. A non-Nazir, even if I think I'm a non-Nazir cannot be Makdish an animal to become a Korban Nazir. So that's what Beis Shammai's response to Beis Hillel is. But now Beis Shammai are going to try and prove their point that Hekdesh B'taos is Hekdesh. They're going to quote a din, which Beis Hillel agrees to, and they're going to say, doesn't this prove that Hekdesh Taos is Hekdesh? So let's just give a slight introduction to this part of the Mishnah. So there's a din of Meiser Behema. So Meiser Behema is, if I have a big flock of animals, so every tenth animal is Kadosh. Meaning, I have to be Makdish every tenth sheep, let's say. So, if I have 100 sheep, so 10 of them will be Kadosh. So, I put them into a big pen, and I take out one at a time, and the 10th, I count 1, 2, 3, 4. The 10th one, I put on a red piece of paint, and that one becomes Kadosh. So there are different dinim. What happens if I makdish the 9th animal by mistake, or the 11th animal by mistake, or what happens if I makdish the 8th or 12th animal by mistake? So the halacha is, if I makdish the 9th or 10th or 11th animal by mistake, so the animal becomes kadosh. Even though it was a mistake, I didn't intend to be makdish the 9th animal or the 11th animal, the kedusha is chal, and it has the relevant dinim of Meister Behema. In contrast, if I makdish the 8th animal or the 12th animal, which comes out of the pen, I think it's the 10th, and I get confused and I miscount, so then the 8th animal or the 12th animal do not become kadosh. So even if I put red paint on them and I say, you're kadosh, so the kedusha isn't chal, it does not take effect, and the animal remains not kadosh, and I can do whatever I want with it. So everyone agrees to those dinim. So let's continue in the Mishnah. Amru lahem Beis Shammai, yatam modim b'misha ta v'kar latashi asiri v'asiri chi v'l'chadasar asiri shu mukdash. That don't you, Beis Hillel, agree that if I'm makdish by mistake in Meiser Behema, the 9th animal or the 11th animal, that it's kadosh? Don't you agree to that? So the answer is Beis Hillel says, I do agree to that. So this proves, Beis Shammai argues, that this proves that if I'm makdish something by mistake, then the kedusha takes effect. So Beis Hillel say no. Amru lahem Beis Hillel lo ashevet kidsho. Me being makdish the 9th animal or the 11th animal was not what affected the kedusha on that animal. Rather, it's Beis Hillel is going to explain that it's gzeiras hakasuv. It's the Torah says the 9th animal or the 10th or the 11th animal can also become kadosh, but it's not really me being makdish. It's the Torah says if I say on the 9th animal you're kadosh, even if I do that by mistake, it's gzeiras hakasuv. It's a special law which doesn't exist elsewhere that animal will be kadosh. But Beis Hillel say that you can't learn from the din that if I makdish the 9th animal by mistake or the 11th animal by mistake, then it's kadosh. You can't learn from that to other areas of halacha, to other cases of kachim, because if I'm makdish the 8th animal or the 12th animal by mistake, it's not kadosh. So obviously, me being makdish by mistake doesn't really work, but rather, it's just a unique halacha by Meiser Behema that if I make a mistake on only the 9th or 11th animal, so the Torah says in that case, the 9th or the 11th animal will become kadosh. But it's not really me. It's not really me who's being makdish the animal. The Torah says if this circumstance happens that someone calls the 9th or 11th animal kadosh, so then it's going to take effect. It's not the owner of the sheep who's being makdish it, but it's really the Torah itself is being makdish the animal. So Beis Hillel continue. And if he put the paint on the 8th or the 12th animal. So, does he accomplish anything? He doesn't accomplish anything. Why not? Because the Torah, because in general, in most areas of halacha, if a person is makdish the 8th or 12th, if a person is makdish an animal by mistake, so then it's the kedusha is not chal. So, rather, how come it's chal here? Ala kasuv shekidish es ha'asiri, hu kidish es ha'tshiv es ha'chanazer. It's a special gzeiras ha'kasuv, which does not apply elsewhere, and you can't extend the din of Meister Behema by mistake to other areas of halacha. Fine. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel. So let's continue with Parakai Mishnah Dalad. Misha Nadar Banazir, halach lahavias behemto umtsa shenigneva. So a person accepts Naziros only on with in mind to bring a certain animal. He says, I have a very nice animal I want to bring as a korban for Naziros, so I'm going to become a Nazir, and I'm going to bring that animal. Then it turns out, that animal is stolen. He goes to bring his animal, and he can't find it. It's stolen. Someone took it. So what's the halacha? Does maybe the Naziros, the entire Naziros is uprooted, because if a person makes a Naziros by mistake, he makes a Naziros betos, or any other neder betos, so under certain circumstances, the neder, or the Naziros, is not chal. It doesn't take effect, then it's as if he was never a Nazir. Misha nadar banazir, v'halach lahavias behemto, umtza'a shenigneva, and he finds that the animal is gone, it's stolen, im achlo nigneva behemto na. Nazar, hareza nazir. V'imisha nigniva behemto nazar, eno nazir. So there's something called a Pesach shenis chadish. That means that if you have a, that not every type of circumstance can act as what's called a Pesach, an opening in being matir neder and allowing a person not to accept a neder. So, let's say a person says they're not going to drink orange juice for a week, and then it turns out of nowhere, the only food left in the entire world is orange juice. So presumably that would be problematic. They probably wouldn't be able to get out of that neder because no one else could have possibly imagined that orange juice is going to be the only food in the entire world. So, likewise here. If a person, most people don't really suspect that their animal is going to be stolen. So, if a person accepts this Naziros with the intention that that they're going to bring a certain animal, so if the animal is not stolen yet, so then they can't get rid of their Naziros because that's not a valid Pesach. Because no one really suspects, it's very unlikely, that a person's animal is going to be stolen. So that's not going to potter them from their Naziros. But if the animal was already stolen, so then it was already stolen before I even made the Naziros. If I didn't realize I'm in New York, I remember that at home in California, I have a nice animal. I want to bring that animal as a korban for when I complete my Naziros. So it turns out it was stolen without me realizing it. I didn't find out that it was stolen. So until a month later. So, but really it was stolen 6 weeks earlier. So in that case, then that is a valid Pesach because it's not something. It's something when I first made my neder. If you ask me, will you make your neder since your animal was already stolen? So I would say no. If my animal is already stolen, then I'm not going to make this neder naziros. But if you ask me, will you make your neder naziros, knowing that it's possible that in 2 weeks your animal will be stolen, in 2 weeks in the future, I would say I'll still make my neder naziros because I think that's very unlikely. So a person, you can only make a Pesach if it's something which a person, if he had been reminded of that, he might have been concerned about that, and he might not have made his naziros. Or a different neder. So in this case, if it was already stolen, if you had asked him when he first made his naziros, you know that your animal was stolen, and are you sure you still want to make the naziros? So then he would have said no, because he intended to bring that fancy animal on the mizbeach. But if his if it was only stolen later, so then if you had asked him a month ago, you know, it's, don't forget, it's possible that your animal will be stolen before you complete your Naziros. Are you sure you want to make the Naziros? So he would have said, yeah, I'm not very concerned about that. He still would have made his Naziros. And since he still would have made his Naziros, that cannot be used as a Pesach, as an opening to pater him, to get him out of having to keep his Naziros. V'zo tos ta nachum hamadi, k'sha'olu nazirin min ha'gola, umatsu beis ha'mikdash charif. There was a situation that soon after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, people who had accepted Naziris on themselves came, and they wanted to bring their korbanos, and they hadn't found out that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And so, I guess they came to Yerushalayim, and lo and behold, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Mizbeach for them to bring their korbanos on, and they don't want to be a Nazir anymore. And they're stuck. So, what's the halacha? So, Nachum Hamadi told them, Idu ha'yisim yodim shebeisim mikdash charev ha'yisim nozrim amru lo lo v'yitirim Nachum Hamadi. Nachum Hamadi said to them, look, if you had realized the Beisim Mikdash would be destroyed, you never would have made your Naziris. So, therefore, your Naziris is never chal. It's as if it was never chal to begin with. And he said, you can go drink wine, you can be metame lemesim, etc. You have no dinim of a nazir, and you don't have to bring your korbanos. But as we said, the chachamim are going to disagree with Nachum Hamadi, because Nachum Hamadi is creating a pesach, creating an opening in their naziros from something which was no one really suspected, that the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed. So therefore, the Chachamim are going to respond to Nachum Hamadi, how can you make this Pesach, how can you make this opening in their Naziros from something which they didn't suspect? If you had asked them before they made their Naziros, don't forget, it's possible the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, and you won't be able to bring your Korbanos, so everyone would have still accepted their Naziros, because they wouldn't have suspected that. So, therefore, Shabbat HaDavar Eitzel Chachamim, the Chachamim disagree, and they say, no, those people have to keep their Naziros, and they really have no way of getting out of the Naziros, they probably have to be a Nazir forever. Amrulo, Kol Shenazar, Ad Shelochar of Beis HaMikdash, Nazir. U'mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Einu Nazir. They say, no, that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is something which is extremely remote, and not something which they would have suspected. So if they accepted their Naziris before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, if you had asked them at that time, are you sure you want to make this accept this Naziris? It could be the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. They still would have accepted the Naziris. Therefore, the Naziris is chal. Even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, even though they now regret it. In contrast, if a person accepted the Naziris after the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but they just didn't find out about it yet. So then, if you had asked them at that point, you know, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, are you sure you want to accept Naziris? They would have said no. So therefore, if they made the Naziris by mistake afterwards, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, ain't no Nazir. Then he's not a Nazir, and the Naziris is not Chal.